Hi there. It's Hallie Crawford, certified career coach and owner of HallieCrawford.com. This audio is called What to Do If You've Been Laid Off, Three Quick Tips to Beef Up Your Resume. The content here is excerpted from my new book, Flying Solo, Career Transition Tips for Singles. And I encourage you to pass this along to friends, family, and anyone else who might need it. Feel free to do so. I'm happy for you to do that. So let's dive right into the tips. Tip number one is make a plan. Don't just jump into revising your resume without thinking about it. I see people do this all the time. So many people want to start working on their resume without thinking about the purpose and what they want to communicate. And this is a mistake. So before you get started revising your resume, sit down and think about these two questions. First, what do I want to accomplish with this resume? Are you trying to land the job? Just get an interview. Or are you using this resume for a networking event? Think about the purpose here. How are you going to use this? And what do you want to accomplish? The second question is, what do I want to communicate or focus on in my resume to let them know I'm the best person for the job? In other words, what skills and experience do you need to highlight on your resume in order to tell them, hey, this is why I'm the best person for your position? If you need to read the job description again to get clear on this, go ahead and do it. Do it several times if you have to. Okay, tip number two, stress contributions, not duties. I see this all the time. People tend to make a list of responsibilities at their previous jobs, and employers do not care about that. What an employer cares about is the contribution that you had at your organization or the impact that you made while you were there, not your previous job description. So pay close attention to this and stress your contributions, not your responsibilities. Tip number three is make your resume easy to read and scan and clean and professional at the same time. This is basic common sense, I know, but not everyone pays enough attention to this. I've seen it before. So take a look at your resume overall. Is it easy to read and scan, or is it totally overwhelming and have way too much information to digest? If the answer is overwhelming, create some bulleted lists or use boxes to highlight key points if you need to. But at the same time, make sure you keep it clean and professional. Don't use any colored paper or any fancy graphics. Make your resume easy to read and scan, but also clean and professional. And here's bonus tip number four. If your resume needs major work, hire a professional. It's worth it and money well spent, I promise. I hope these tips are helpful. If you need help identifying your ideal career and help making it happen, check out my website and contact me at HallieCrawford.com. That's why I'm here. I'm happy to help. Good luck and have a great day.